what do you call that stick or club or whatever that the policeman carries?
Billy club.
Okay. Anything other kind of thing like that you might carry?
A jack.
What's a jack?
Huh?
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Uh-huh.
That's the same name, but they just got different names for it.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay. What would you call somebody who was, drunk all the time and couldn't hold a job and, you know, just sort of doing like good for nothing?
Couldn't hold a job,
yeah, because he was drunk all the time. What
was called? I call him DWI. Intoxicated. Well, I don't know if he was drinking all the time, I wouldn't put, I'd just say intoxicated.
Okay. Would you have a name for that kind of person?
Would I have a name for it?
Yeah, they just sit around all the time and drink and don't do anything else.
I say a wine or a bomb.
Okay. What about a kind of person who drinks too much, really?
Oh, I'm not trying to say the people that sits around and drink, because I drink myself.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, you can take a few drinks sometime, but don't overdo it. Just hold your limit.
Yeah.
Where you don't get all drunk.
Okay, now I'm talking about the kind of guy who really stays drunk most of the time.
Well, I just say that he's just a wino.
Okay. Then there's another kind of person who also drinks too much, you know, doesn't know his limit. But he manages to hold a job and, you know, to stay with his family and stuff like that. Do you have another name for that kind of person?
That holds his job?
Yeah. But still, he's sort of on the edge, you know? I mean, he's sort of drunk most of the time anyway.
I just say he's getting into it little by little.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a kind of cheap hotel that caters to people like the kind of guy that can't hold a job because he's drunk all the time?
Rehabilitation.
Okay, what is that? Would you explain to me?
Well, that's the place that when you do try to break the habit and you think you can't quit and you want help,
that's
the place to go. Like a speed. And a place where you can... that you want help and you go down to the, you know, rehabilitation place and they help you out, try to break your habit, put you on different stuff and see that, you know, make you take different medicines, stuff like that to break your habit. That's if you want. You can always get off of it if you want to. Some people claim they can't get off of it, but I don't know, but I say if you want to break up something, you can break it. Quit the habit or kick the habit or one. If you don't kick the habit, you're going to kick the bucket.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some kind of hotels that don't really do anything to these people. You know, I mean, they don't try to help them or anything. They just give them a place to stay, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they just barely do that. They just give them a bed and, you know, I don't know, cost 50 cents a night or something like that. Do you have a name for a place like that? They're always real ratty, run-down looking places.
I'll call it the ghetto.
Okay.
They pay 50 cents a night.
What?
I said, if you a place called, you charge 50 cents a night, it must be.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know some other names for prostitutes?
Do I know some other names for them? Why did you ask me that?
Because it's on here.
I just say.
Nobody will ever know that you said it. It's probably something else.
I just say HOs.
Okay.